Radical Rest here at the cooking demonstration at the Northwest Cannabis Classic and Expo, and we're speaking with Chef Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm hi, how are you?
I'm pretty high myself. I'm having a good day.
She handed me this wonderful half piece of toasted bread with, well, tell us what it is.
So pretty much, it's a two-in-one recipe. What we did was we did a jalapeno popper earlier with a roasted pan-seared halibut. It just had some, you can, if you want, toss in some herbal butter to saute your halibut, throw in some salt, pepper, garlic powder, make that a little soft, then you toss it in with a bacon special cream cheese, and we stuff that and top it off with the Monterey Jack cheddar. And this is our take on a crostini.
I would testify that it is incredibly delicious. I just had one. Oh my God, that's good. So is that infused?
It can be. So far right now, we can't actually give out infused samples, but we want to teach people how to actually incorporate it into their daily menus and how to just know that weed isn't just for baked goods. Weed isn't just for cookies. It's not for Rice Krispies. Heck, do duck confit. Bake it twice a day. Do something you love. That is what cooking is for. And we're just here to make it a little bit greener, a little bit sweeter, and to put a smile on your face and relax your body at the end of the day.
You were the ones who were burning everything.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. That's fine.
I'm not on TV.
No, it's radio.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Nobody can see you. No one knows who you are.
Jalapeno pepper jack crostini.
Great.
How's that?
Isn't that great?
Has it got stuff in it?
No.
No?
But cooking is our passion. It's something we've loved to do, both of us, since we were kids. And, you know, once we kind of got into our own little cycles of smoking weed and exploring our lives and seeing what this industry really is about, we learn cooking isn't just, like, weed isn't just for your pipe. It's not just for sitting at home hanging out with the homies. It's for making a good down-home meal where people can enjoy it, they can come relax, and they can know that, hey, I'm going to feel good after this dinner. I'm not going to feel tired. No, I'm going to want to chill. I'm going
to
relax.
Possibly.
I mean, it's definitely the thought. One of the things we've touched on is possibly an Amsterdam cafe. So bring a little half and half to the Anchorage area.
Right.
Because right now we don't really have anything in the area that is kind of catering to that particular stretch. A lot of it's just kind of industries, and it's a little pop-up shops here and there, but we want to have something that is gonna change the future of the restaurant industry, and that's what we're going for. We just want to put smiles on people's faces and give them food that they're really gonna enjoy.
Does adding cannabis as an ingredient change some of the ways you have to cook foods?
You know, it really does. Cannabis itself is actually kind of nutty. It's got this really nice, almost in between a pine nut and a walnut flavor. And that changes everything. I mean, do you want it to be a little nutty? Do you want it to be a little sweet, you know? And you have to kind of figure out that balance and what really works for you. So luckily, it does change it, but not dramatically. It's kind of like cooking with applesauce or even cooking with coconut oil versus butter. Like, it's that mild of a difference.
So in making different cannabis-infused foods, are there certain foods that enhance the effect of cannabis? I've heard mango for one, but do you know of any others?
Actually, I found pomegranate. Pomegranate, actually, the tartness in it brings out a little bit more of the THC because it draws out the moisture from the leaves. And it creates this really nice, almost musky kind of sweet berry flavor. I love it.
What's your favorite dish to make with cannabis?
That would probably have to be the teriyaki gyoza, and we're gonna be doing a mock version of that here, and it's gonna be a pork and ginger gyoza with a buttered teriyaki sauce.
When is this happening?
It's gonna be happening around 5:30, I believe.
I know where I'll be at 5:30. That sounds delicious, Samantha. Tell our listeners out there how they can get in touch with you if you have a website or Facebook or anything.
If you want to get in touch with myself or Shane Pagel, you can check us out on Facebook. I'm actually going to be starting a page for us. And that way we can kind of promote our foods and promote some of the culinary explorations we're seeing around Anchorage. But you can also reach me at Samantha Oliver on Facebook, Sam Oliver 11 on Instagram. Follow us. We'll be posting up pictures and what we're going to be coming up with next.
Thanks so much for being here and doing these great demonstrations. You've got the overhead camera. You've got the mics going here, the nice kitchen setup. What are you going to be making next?
Right now, we're going to actually let our fellow cannabis enthusiasts, Baked Alaska, they're going to come up and they're going to do a how-to on making butter itself. So I'm actually pretty excited about that because, I mean, no one way of making butter is really right. Because everyone's different. Everybody's body highs are different. So it'll be nice to see different variations and different takes.
Fantastic. Thank you, Samantha, for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a great day.